johnsheatingandac.com.
Thank your friends at Johns Heating and AC Services for bringing you this weather report here on Country Sunshine Radio. They're your full-service heating and air company, sales, service, installation, and repair on most makes and models. 712-829-2280.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock and 67 degrees at our studios. Going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with someone I'm just looking forward to getting to visit with, Bonnie Mason. Bonnie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing real well, thank you.
Let me make sure that I have your mic turned on. I'm not sure that I do. We're going to fix that. Let's try that again, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm doing well.
There we go.
You.
Now we can hear ourselves talking.
Good.
So it is a pleasure to get to visit with you.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm pleased you're here. Beth is with us as well. Beth, thank you for coming
by.
Nice to see you. So, Bonnie, you have a pretty special day upcoming.
Yes, I certainly do.
You are going to turn 100.
Yeah, on Sunday.
That's this weekend.
Yeah, 30th. Yeah.
100. What does that feel like when you think to yourself, I'm turning 100?
This is impossible. I mean, I never gave a thought that this might be happening.
It never occurred to you?
Never occurred to me, no.
But, Bonnie, you have to be one of the people. I think everybody knows Bonnie Mason. They see you at volleyball games. You walk, you exercise, you're out and about, you live independently.
Yes.
Do you still drive?
Oh, yes.
And turn 100. Yes. I mean, it's inspirational, Bonnie.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
It is inspirational. I want to go back. I want to talk about the last 100 years. When you say 100 years, like you say, you never... Okay. Do you have, were your parents, did they live? Did they have longevity? Or?
Yes. My mother was 95 and my dad was 87 when they passed.
Okay.
So I have good genes. That's number one right there.
Absolutely. What's your earliest memory, Bonnie? When you look back over the 100 years, what do you remember your earliest memory?
I guess I think back, I remember, of course, I was a horse person. And as a child, I think I must have been four. It was called an Indian pony size. It was bigger than a Shetland, and Mom would put me on that bareback on the back of that pony, and I knew enough about 4 years old to pull the rein. She would turn and go around the house and back to a gate, and then to get there, I pull the rein. She'd walk around the house and back to the gate. And if I started to slide a little bit, she would stop and pause until I got myself situated again.
Okay.
And then back around the gate again.
Where did you grow up?
And I was born in Webster County near Farnhamville, Iowa.
Okay.
And then when I was four, I think it was, we moved to Rockwell City, a farm there. My dad was a farmer.
Okay.
And moved there and lived there until I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay. You grew up riding horses in, obviously.
Oh, yes,
one of your,
yes, always.
One of your first memories is being on the pony.
Yeah, born on the pony. And
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have two older brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were the youngest?
I'm the youngest. And my husband always said, wouldn't you know, I got the only girl and the baby of the family. He said, talk about being spoiled.
Oh, I can imagine. I don't see that at all, Bonnie. See that at all. Do you have, when we look back over time, I mean, to me that jumps out, you probably don't remember the stock market crash of 29.
No,
that was too early.
No, I don't remember that.
World War II. You remember the beginning of World War II?
Yes, I do. I certainly do.
Talk to me about that a little bit.
Okay. I remember the day that they hit Pearl Harbor. My uncle and his two daughters were out to our farm place. This was when we lived near Jolly, Iowa.
Okay.
And this is Calhoun County. They were there. It was a Sunday. And after dinner, of course, we didn't know television. We had a radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they must have had the radio going, which was battery operated.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get electricity till I was, I think I was in, I can't remember just what grade, but seventh or eighth, somewhere along in there, and going to Rockwell City Schools then. And I remember my uncle, just all of a sudden, his face got just really pale, just white. And his son was in the Air Corps.
Oh.
And so that hit him that way.
I bet.
I remember.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah, that was big. Everything changed then. Everything changed.
It was one of those moments, was it not?
Yes.
Do you remember then going through the war, like when the big battles and come? Do you remember keeping up with what was going on with the war?
There's no memories of those.
Okay. So how did you make it from Rockwell and that area down to Southwest Iowa down here?
Well, when I was, as I said before, we moved to Jolly when I was going to be a sophomore, and then near a farm near there. And during the war, I was my dad's hired man.
Okay.
Because he could not find adult male
help. Right.
And so I stepped up the plate, and I could do all the chores, the cultivating with horses. That was before tractors.
Yeah.
And, of course, before electricity, before anything that was, you know, made things life easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved up to Jolly. And then I graduated from there. One day I got a car or letter offering me $100 to go to Simpson College.
Always.
Simpson, I never ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Indianola, of course, I'd never be there. And that was like a gold mine.
Yeah.
And they offered me a job that would pay for my my lodging and my food.
Oh, wow.
And so there was no alternative. That's what you did.
Yeah.
And, of course, the folks couldn't take me down to Indianola. I'd never been there.
Right.
So they put me on a Greyhound bus in Fort Dodge because gas was rationed.
Mm-hmm.
Dad needed every drop for his tractor.
Yeah.
And I took a bus to Des Moines, transferred, and found another bus to Indianola.
Oh, wow.
Got there in the middle of the night.
How old were you at that? When was that?
My senior year. After my senior year, I graduated from Jolly.
Okay.
And then that's what that fall.
Wow.
But that summer I worked in the field with Dad.
Wow.
He tasseled corn every year for 6 years.
Boy, has it's changed a little bit since that time, hasn't it, Bonnie?
Oh, my goodness. It's unreal. Yeah. Unreal.
Yeah.
I remember getting electricity.
Tell me about that. What was that like?
Well, you know, everything was just gas lamps that you just carried from room to room.
Yeah.
And the REA came in. That was a great, great thing. And I remember the men coming and doing all this wiring, putting up a pole, so you had a pole light. And it was just a matter of a single bulb hanging from the ceiling middle of the room.
But
when you pull a chain.
And it came on.
And it came on.
That had to be a pretty cool experience, though.
Yes, it was. Joy, that was. Imagine.
Yeah.
Not having to have those kerosene lamps everywhere and carrying something in the middle of the table when you get ready to eat a meal.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember your first TV?
Yes. We were in Murray. We were teaching in Murray at that time. And that would have been in after 1950. We moved there in 51. And so it would be sometime between there and 1957, we got our first TV.
Wow.
And not many, we were in the school. My husband was superintendent there. So some of the teachers on Saturday nights would come over to our place to watch some Western.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday nights.
I still like watching Westerns, Bonnie.
Yeah.
I still enjoy that to this day, so pretty cool. So you became a teacher.
Yes.
So you went to college 4 years, or how long did you go?
Yeah, I went. Well, I'm a lifelong learner.
Sure.
I got my teaching degree, I guess, in physical education. That was my major. And then the last 3 years at Simpson, I worked for the chemistry professor in the lab.
Okay.
And I corrected papers. And I did the charge of the labs when the students came in and, you know, just whatever the professor wanted me to do.
Yeah.
And I did that for 3 years, and that paid my tuition. And
how long did you teach before you retired?
33 years.
Okay. You retired in what year?
79.
1979.
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah, 79.
You taught at, where all did you teach locally?
I taught here in Red Oak for my last 10 years. Okay. I retired from Red Oak.
Okay. All right. That is pretty cool. Is there a favorite decade that you enjoy, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s?
I don't know. The years I had was teaching were great.
Yeah.
We had the best students in the world. And,
yeah.
And I don't know. I just was involved in everything. And I was always taking classes from in the summertime or nights or whatever.
So you've all, like you said, a lifelong learner.
Yeah. After we retired, we moved to Bella Vista, Arkansas, because we became golfers.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful area of the state.
Oh,
yeah.
We were there 21 years.
Okay.
And we played golf almost every day.
Yeah, beautiful area. Yeah, I've been through there many, many, many times.
Yeah. No,
you have Glenn.
Yes.
Your son. And, of course, Beth, who is with us today.
And Laura.
Okay.
Is a daughter between the two.
Okay. All right. So you taught for years. You played golf. You started golfing.
Yes.
And
when we lived at Murray, my husband, he went by the name of Gio. He played golf, and he was leaving me at home because I never played.
Yeah.
And I said, that's enough of that. I said, I'm going to go too. And so he gave me some clubs. And
off you went.
And so we played golf a lot. And in later years, we played in a couple tournaments all around the state.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't take trips. We played golf.
Do you remember, and we're visiting, by the way, with Bonnie Mason. Bonnie turns 100 Sunday. Drives, independent, lives on her own, very active, and just an amazing. Go to volleyball games, volleyball season.
Oh, yes.
Going to be here very
soon. I can't wait. I haven't seen the schedule yet, but I'm looking for it.
All right. I want to just say I want you to give me your memory. I want to go back up to, do you remember the assassination of President Kennedy?
Yes.
What was your thought when that happened?
Well, I hate to say it, but I was at teaching in Atlantic at that time at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the principal came in and made the announcement. And I'll never forget that one of the students went, hooray. And I think it just got so quiet, and then that came out. And I thought, if I could have got over a hold of that kid, I think I'd have shook him to death. But it was just, and then wasn't too long, they came and told me that Glenn, it just bothered him so much that he got sick at school. So I had to take him home.
Yeah.
Because, things like that bothered him.
Yeah. Do you remember the assassination of his brother, Bobby Kennedy? You remember when that happened?
Not as strong, no.
Okay. Do you remember Vietnam War? I mean, obviously you remember that, but when it started and then kind of the escalation of Vietnam. Do you remember when President Nixon resigned?
Yes, I don't remember anything specific about it, but I remember
What about the moon landing? Do you remember going to the moon? And I think it was 69.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you watch it on TV?
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
That isn't a memory that I think of a lot.
Okay. So. All right. So what would you say, Bonnie, and I don't want to take too much of your time, but what would you say to your bit of advice to people today? I mean, through the changes in the world that you've seen and the unbelievable life that you've led, what would you say to people today?
Well, I guess I was always busy. I always found something to do. I was rarely that I could ever remember being idle. I just always had some activity of some kind going on.
Now, do you still exercise, Bonnie?
Oh, yes.
To this day, you still walk?
I walk, and I take the chair yoga class at the Y.
Okay.
And I try to get usually quite close to 2 miles a day walking. I have a counter on my phone, and so I can keep track of my steps.
That is amazing, Bonnie.
Well,
I don't even have a foot tracker on my phone.
Well,
I should get one, shouldn't I?
Yes, it's kind of fun to watch it and see.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I've got a big amount.
So you exercise? Do you still? You say you've been a lifelong learner. Do you still read? Do you watch TV?
Yeah. I'm having problems with my eyes, but I'm having macular degeneration, so And that's become a problem as far as that goes.
Makes it difficult to see.
It makes it difficult, but I get the large print books, and I still read a lot.
Yeah.
And try to keep on top of things.
Wow.
And when we were in Bella Vista, Arkansas, junior college. It was Northwest Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
Junior college or what I think, I forget that's what they call it, yeah. But, and so I got started taking Spanish classes. And I think I had 7 years. It would take just like a weekly class, a senior, adult class.
Right.
And so I was really, and then when I came here, it took a little while, but I got involved with the ESL classes.
Okay.
And just helped out. So I've been, I'm still friends with some of the Hispanic people that live here in Red Oak.
That is amazing. So the biggest thing that you see today that you would have never, I mean, if you remember your first light and electricity being installed to today, what are your thoughts on what you have seen in your life, Bonnie? The transition over the years from having electricity installed to your first TV to now with AI and all the stuff there. What are your thoughts on that?
I just feel almost overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I do. With all the information out there, and I wish you could remember a lot of it, but it doesn't stick with you like you'd like to have it. But I am truly do, and learning something new, and keeping in touch with people.
Yeah.
And you know, just.
So what's a normal routine, Bonnie? Do you get up and walk in the morning? Do you walk in the afternoon?
I get up. I swam for probably 40 years every morning early, like 6:30 or so.
Okay.
In Bella Vista, and then when I came to the Y, and the swimming pool is what brought me to Red Oak.
Okay.
And I probably that many years, 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning, and then I go on to try to get my walking in.
So you would swim and walk?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Do you still swim?
No, I had to give that up.
Okay, but you walk now.
Yeah.
And then you read and have coffee and
yes. Do crossword puzzles.
Wow.
I always find something to do, and I like them. I'm kind of into making greeting cards now from scratch, just making them with, and I have quite a good supply of the things I put together and make cards.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Wow. Truly amazing, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Truly inspirational. You still drive?
Yes.
You exercise?
Yes.
You got your step counter on your phone so you can keep up with your steps?
Yes.
And you always learn?
Yeah. I would like to be, I consider myself a lifelong learner, yes.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. So when you leave here, what's the plan for the rest of the day?
Let's see. Well, the other daughter, Laura, from over by Cedar Rapids, they will be here late this afternoon. And then tomorrow they're having the kids have put together an open house type.
Do we need to talk about that? We're having an open house.
Yes.
So grab that, Beth, if you would. Tell me about the open house.
Sure. So we're having it at the Regency Retirement Home, which is where my mom lives. And from 1 to 4, would love anybody to come by, say hi, you know.
Yeah.
And Bonnie would love to see you. And, you know, we're just looking forward to it.
That's amazing.
Celebrating.
Bonnie, you were very emphatic about no gifts.
Yes.
You were very emphatic about that when we talked about that.
Sure.
Wow.
Like we said, no gifts, but bring memories.
There you go.
Yes, yes.
And it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But your birthday is on Sunday.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And then Sunday, my husband was one of 10 children. And so, I'm the only one surviving of that generation, but the nieces and nephews and other, you know, their children are invited, and Glenn's has invited them all down there for a brunch tomorrow.
Okay.
Or Sunday. So.
Yeah. It's just remarkable. True. Well, I'll probably bump into you at volleyball games, Bonnie.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
What's your favorite sport?
That's it.
Is volleyball. It volleyball?
Yeah, yeah.
Has it always been volleyball?
Yeah. I started the programs in Loudoun. Yeah, I of course, I had a little bit of in there with the superintendent there. So, but I, yeah, we will have volleyball. I said it's a coming sport.
Boy, it's growing, isn't it?
Well, it has. It's become very popular. But at that time, it was just like Dubuque and Cedar Rapids schools. There weren't just the big schools had it. But
right.
I said, let's get in the program. So
there you go.
They said, well, yeah, we'll have it if you'll coach it. Well, of course, I wasn't what I was thinking about originally, but I helped get them started and had that. And then we went to Belisca, and that was the ruling when we went to Belisca. You will start volleyball there. And so.
What year was that, Bonnie? When did you go to Belisca?
78.
78.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And Beth, she played volleyball, and so she got her senior year of volleyball there. Yeah. So.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so.
All righty. So volleyball's where it's at. That's going to start. Well, I think there's actually a tournament maybe this weekend.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. So anything else, Bonnie, that you want people to take away? I mean, it's amazing to me. You are truly amazing.
Well. Can you, Beth,
anything else?
I think she said it. Stay active. Curious, right?
Yes.
I love college life. I just really. And my husband was in the Marine Corps in the South Pacific during the war.
Oh.
And when the GIs came back and on the GI Bill, were able to go to college, so many of them would not have been able to. And he came to Simpson because it was close to where he lived near Osceola.
Yeah.
And he was in one of the labs when I had him, and that's where I met him.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You know, it seems a zest for life, Bonnie. It seems like that you enjoy doing what you're doing, walking and...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And crossword puzzles and reading and volleyball and being active. It just seems like that zest for life is...
Yeah, yeah. I just... hope I can keep going.
Wow, very remarkable. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for getting up and coming over and visiting with me. I hope I didn't interrupt your morning routine
much. No, well, I make it work. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you much. I appreciate it. And would encourage people to show up. Beth, one more time, tell me where the celebration is at.
The Regency Retirement Home there on Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be from 1 to 4.
Okay. Show up.
Show up.
Say hi to Bonnie.
Yeah,
and I hope I see people that I recognize their faces, but I can't put a name on them. I think that disturbs me more than anything, and I feel really badly when I can't think of a name.
That happens.
But, yeah.
So, very good. Bonnie, it's a real pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for asking me.
It is truly inspirational and remarkable.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you. That's very nice.
And we'll be visiting with you at a volleyball game time or two. Maybe
you can
come up and call a volleyball game with us sometime. How about that?
I'll be busy cheering.
Yeah.
And people from the other team might not appreciate that. You know?
Very good. Bonnie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bonnie Mason with us this morning. Again, turns 100 on Sunday. How about that? What a remarkable lady. Truly inspirational.
Shop the Live Well Montgomery County Farmers Market in Legion Park in Red Oak.